Hello, and welcome to the Total Nerd List podcast, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Tom.
I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
Today, we have a horror episode for you. It just so happens that it is raining while we are recording this.
Thunderstorming, so if you hear some crackalacking or rain, that's why.
You better hear some thunder during this episode. I hope so. Or I want my money back.
I really hope it's like a really high, you know, eerie part of our conversation, and then it's on.
Yes. Let it startle us.
Let it startle us. And I guess that's kind of the vein behind watching horror movies, is wanting to be startled. When did y'all see your first horror movies?
When I was a kid. Small child. Can't even remember the first one, what it could have possibly been, because we had a VHS.
Your
Halloween.
My magical VHS
is that we grew up in. The Halloween one had a bunch of scary movies on it. So, I mean, I remember watching those as long as I remember watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What was yours first?
So mine doesn't really count as a horror movie. Because it's not a horror movie, but I didn't know this at the time. But Mars Attacks traumatized me when I was little. I was so afraid of that movie, and I don't think it was until like adolescence that I found out that it was a comedy.
You said it was the red and green. It was laser stuff, right? The skeletons,
turning people into skeletons. Yeah, I just did not pick up that it was a comedy. I just actually wasn't a big fan of horror movies when I was little. It wasn't until like high school that I started watching them. I'm still not the biggest fan of jump scares, and I'm not a fan of gore.
Mm-hmm. Gore for the sake of gore is not fun.
Sometimes it's fun. No, I don't like it. It's actually one reason why I don't even like it in the like DC's Titans. That was a bit too much for me, but I don't know. I don't like watching people get hurt.
Gotcha.
It makes me hurt.
I don't like, we always call it torture porn.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Although I say that, but I also really like the Saw movies at the same time.
That's
so
all they are.
But I don't like the kind of movies that are like hostile. Like I don't like those where they're like strapped down and then tortured where they can't. Which, I mean, I know is Saw, but they can eventually get out if they do it right.
But in Saw, it's like, cut your leg off and there's the key.
Yeah, well, cut your leg off and there's the key.
But yeah, not a fan of seeing people in pain. But before we get started on our horror movies list.
Wait, I didn't say my first.
Oh, yeah, your first. Shane?
Yes, so my first, I was 4 years old and my father let me watch Child's Play. And for some odd reason, that scared me because adolescent Shane and adult Shane is not scared of Chucky, but 4-year-old Shane was.
It was the height. We were the same height as it at that point.
Exactly.
And we had toys.
And we had toys that looked like, I had the good, no, what was his name? Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yeah.
I was almost said I had the good guy doll, but that's what Chucky was. Yeah. No, I had the Teddy Ruxpin, and he kind of had the same overall, or at least the one I had, because I'm pretty sure he had like a sweater or an overall. Mine had the overalls, and I did not like him. He went in my closet at the bottom of all of the toys.
And he's probably still talking to this day.
Reggie, where are you?
Yeah, speaking of dolls, my grandmother had a doll at the end of her hallway that was just terrifying. And you had to walk. I don't know.
Why do old people have creepy dolls at the end of their...
Because that's just how they were made. What? And no one thought they were creepy.
No. What happened to those people in their childhood that were like, oh, I'm going to put this doll at the end of my hallway so dolls? My grandchildren aren't scared.
Dolls in hallways are so funny, though, because I used to get... My grandmother had a really, like... 3 or 4 foot tall one. And whenever we went over, I would go set it up in the hall and it would scare any of my family members that walked into it. Because I would put her arms out too.
There are so many people in my family who are afraid of dolls. And that was at where we met as a family. But yeah, it's Child's Play, huh? I get the fear of dolls.
I'm sorry we jumped over you, Shane.
No, it's okay. I had to get it out there, though. I had to let everyone know I used to be afraid of Chucky, and now I'm just like, it's a doll.
And now he's not, wink.
Do y'all remember the X-Files episode with the doll in it? is scared like a bunch of people. I remember that's like when I started being afraid of my grandmother's doll, was I'd heard about that episode, and I guess like transference, I just became afraid of dolls.
I watched one where the guy could like go into drains, and that scared the crap out of me.
Ooh.
Then there was the ones with the creepy twins, the like serial killer Shining girls. Do you remember those?
I don't.
I watched all the X-Files.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched a bunch of it, but I do not remember the doll one. Although if I looked it up, I might remember it. But anyway, now we can say, before we start this episode.
And since I almost skipped Shane's story, Shane, what have you been nerding out on?
A couple of things this week, believe it or not. A little bit of video games, because like not any video games, but I did get the new Mario Golf. I've just started it. It's, I don't want to say it's like intense, but it takes me longer to play this version for somehow. Like I do 9 holes and it's like 45 minutes. But they added the running aspect to it, so it's really more competitive and slightly anxiety inducing because of that. But I like it. I really enjoy it. I love Mario Golf. It only gets better and better with each new incarnation of it.
I still don't get this running thing.
Hit your ball and you run after it before you hit it again.
Okay, but you said it doesn't really like affect the who wins.
Not really, because like if you know if it's a par 5 and you hit it in under 4 strokes, you still is that like a birdie or something?
I don't know golfing.
Well, if it's par 5 and you hit 5 strokes, you still get the par 5. It doesn't matter if 2 other people got it before you.
Okay, interesting. All right, I'll have to play it to understand.
We'll have a golf tournament between the three of us sometime soon.
Can we make, like, fancy cocktails and wear khakis and tucked-in polos?
Yeah, but it's got to be those, like, golf Argyle ones. And we need those little golf hat things. I don't know what they're called.
With
the little ball. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
So you want to be, like, Scottish golfers.
Oh, cannot hit the ball no more. So, yes, that was my answer, yes.
And the other thing I was doing a lot of this week is making my way through the Power Ranger comics.
Making my way through
I am through the first Lord Draken arc where Billy and Tommy were transported there. They're back home now, and we're in the Spinster arc where he created monsters that look like people, and they're just all of a sudden becoming monsters and doing damage.
Even though he told Rita to not do it, he's like, I wouldn't do that. And she went, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway.
Exactly. And she found, what was it like? I won't say the Wishmaster because that's wrong, but in the very last issue I read, she found some, I guess, higher being that can give her what she wants. And the Power Rangers also found out about the first group of Power Rangers Zordon had. And there was a pink... the pink one was a dude.
Yeah. Goodness. And he...
Yeah.
He died. All of them died, except for the red one.
And one other one made it out.
Did they?
I think, one other one made it out.
I don't know which one, but yeah, the red one.
It was wild.
Grace.
Is her name Grace? It's not Grace Jones. It's Grace.
It's Grace something. They just started working with her where I'm at, and then Zordon's back now, and he kind of cautions them about it, but that's where I left off.
First Pink Ranger was a guy. Hello. Mm-hmm. So let's have some Pink Ranger male stuff.
And the Red Ranger, she had been passed over to go to the moon, right?
She was a lady.
Mm-hmm. And then she got to go to the moon to fight. What was the evil Green Ranger they fought? It's called like Insane Z or something.
Like Psycho Green.
Psycho That's Green. That's who they were fighting. Yeah, and I just remember one of them getting their visor shattered, and it's just like,
Pink Ranger.
They're dead.
On the moon.
But yeah, that's like one of Zordon's biggest regrets. Failures and regrets.
Yes, so I'm loving all those. I'm going to try to read more as I can. I started my July book today, which is the last in the Escape from Furnace series.
Ooh.
I have a love-hate relationship with it because the books are really dark, so I only read them in July, which is why it's taken me 5 years to read them, because there's 5 books in the series. But I, like I said, I do like some of it, but then sometimes it gets really too descriptive with like gross things, and I just can't with that. It's
what
a little
kind
gory.
Of gross things? Like violent stuff or like?
A little bit of other stuff.
Like gratuitous nudity stuff?
No.
Sounds like my kind of book.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
After I'm done, you can have the series. I'm either selling them or giving them away.
I am really, 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 you've inspired me, Shane. I am trying to really hard. I haven't done it this week, but every single night for the last week before this current week. I've read a chapter in my book every single night before going to bed.
Nice.
Now let me give you one of my books. I'm kidding.
Okay. No, I will. Yeah, I'll read one of yours. I'm doing Kill the Farm Boy again. I didn't finish it, or at least I don't remember the ending of it, so I'm going to reread it.
When you finish that series, you should bury it at the beach like Jumanji.
Shane, that would be fun. We beach trip to bury Shane's books.
Or I can trade them in for new books.
Put a little speaker there playing drum music.
But so, yeah, there's that. Also, last Friday, Tom and I stopped by our local comic store, Dragon's Den, and I purchased a new game piece for my King of Tokyo game. I got Anubis, who is a monster that can take over the city, and he comes with curses, and I'm really excited to try him out.
I'm really excited to play this game. Have you played this game?
I've not played it, but I know exactly what it is, so I am very excited to play it if Shane is willing to play with us.
Is it easier to learn than the Power Rangers game?
We also need to play Power Rangers.
We do.
We do.
That was so much fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. King of Tokyo, it is slightly easier to learn. But yeah, I like it and I want to play and we should play. And finally, two other things on my list. I started, because I like the Jurassic World movies, and you know, we're in a void because the next one doesn't come out until next year. And so I started Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous on Netflix. I'm obsessed. I am through season two. I started like the end of last week. I'm through season two. I've got one more episode of it, I think, to go. And then I get season three, which just dropped this past May.
So we're getting a show of Jurassic Park?
It's a cartoon show with kids.
It is. But the CGI is really good at the background sometimes. Like, the distant backgrounds, like the mountains, look real.
So does the park break loose with the kids in it? Uh-huh. And that's what the whole point of the show? And are they trapped all the same seasons? Or is it different stories each season?
I mean, so the first season takes place during the first movie. The second season is between the first and second movie, it looks like.
Okay.
Because the events of the first one have happened, and so
are they different now. People in each season? It's all the same.
It's
people.
The same characters, yeah, and they're kids. And I was surprised at how much I really kind of root for them, because when one's in danger, I'm like, they cannot kill him.
Do they kill kids? The kid killers?
I can't.
They're kid killers.
They are.
As a parent, this sounds too violent for my child to watch.
Yeah, no, there's no gore in it, but. The dinosaurs off-screen eat people because, you know, they break loose, and that's what Jurassic World was.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this. I want to watch some kids get eaten. Shane promised me children being eaten.
It looks like a late 90s computer game or something.
But see, that's a bad picture of it, though. It looks much better when you're watching it. But the other and last thing that I sort of nerded out on the past few days, there was a zebra cobra that escaped in our state capital. Like, not the building, the actual city. They have thankfully recaptured it, but
the damage has already been done.
Yes. This is my fear, okay, that it was going to mate with another poisonous snake we have here, probably like a copperhead, and then all of a sudden we're a sci-fi movie.
I think it was just eating the copperhead.
After mating.
After
mating. Exactly. And even though it's been captured now, I learned today that the zebra cobra is female. So I'm like, we need to go find those eggs in a cave and do something.
Oh, she got Godzilla'd us and laid those eggs before we found her.
In the stadium?
I don't know. They're probably in a cave. It's going to be awful. Because like we gave reptiles one state. And we all know what that state is.
Florida.
Yes.
They're so toot, though. I want to hug
them. Ew. No.
No.
Gross.
But I thought of you, Tom. Because I was like, you could have this really lethal snake.
I forbid Tom from having
it. They just want to be cobras and spit at people.
And kill people. This one spit could kill you.
Ew. No. Next.
It could. It was fatal.
So
even with anti-venom,
be nice
it
and
work.
Let it be toot over there and don't touch it.
You let it be toot over there. Gross. No.
Yeah, but no. Last night I had to go out to my car at 10:30 because I get paranoid about if I roll my windows up or not because I knew it was going to rain. And I heard something, and my first instinct was like, zebra cobra, is that you?
It was.
Even though we were nowhere near it.
It traveled all this way just to get you, Shane.
It was, with the anaconda black snake that's probably in the house still. But I promised to Tom. So that's been my week.
That was a good week?
Yes.
I love snacks. What about you, Reggie?
Well, my week has been a little off because I have been on vacation since last Friday. I went to Charleston and saw one of my dear, dear, dear friends, Rose.
Charleston. Tell us about it, son.
Oh, Charleston. Well, I basically did nothing but eat, sleep, and drink for four nights and 5 days.
How Yay. Much of that eating was seafood?
Well, I ate like 3 pounds of seafood at dinner one night because I got my own like personal steamer. It came with like 2 different crabs and some scrimps, and I substituted mussels for more scrimps, and it was awesome. It was really hot. You guys, you've seen Rick and Morty. You remember the sun that rises on the planet that's just screaming? That's yes. what the heat in Charleston felt like. It was just like the sun was just like, ah! I don't want to sound, it was something else. And
it was hot. Did it give you the vapors?
No, it was cool. Rose's boss took us out on his boat. So we got to like ride around on a boat in the ocean, and we got to see the sunset on it.
Aww.
And, we went past like a whole bunch of like several $1 million yachts that were like, some of them looked like James Bond villain yachts. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, that's totally a torpedo bay right there. Like that is a hole where a torpedo comes out. We got to see dolphins 3 different times in one day. Once while we were in the ocean swimming, I saw a fin. And I was like, no, you're just in the ocean. You think you saw a fin. And then a couple seconds later, Corey was like, I think I just saw a fin. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's get out real quick because I think I saw a fin too.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the shoreline, we realized they were dolphins, and there were like 4 of them, and they were jumping out of the ocean.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yes, I love seeing dolphins. But you were right to get out because it could have been
a shark. You never know. And, I mean, I didn't want to risk losing a toe or something. I'm attached to him.
Well, I was going to say, maybe that's what the torpedo boats were there for. But right? then I realized it's really because of the zebra cobra escape.
Zebra cobra. So we were prepared. That's why. Even in Charleston, they were ready.
If they're Bond villains, they might be there for the dolphins.
That's true.
Mm. Mm.
Well, when we were on the boat, we rode out to, is it Fort Sumter that's out there?
Yes.
Sumter. Uh-huh. We rode not like right up onto it, but where we were riding, it was right next to it. So it was pretty cool. We got to see that up close, and most beautiful sunset. The sky was crazy looking. I got to do some local stuff because she lives in Charleston. So we weren't really like, I mean, we were tourists, but we were riding around in a South Carolina car plate or a car with a South Carolina plate. So it was really cool. One of those once in a lifetime experiences, especially because we got to hang out with locals and got to like see the background of Charleston mm-hmm. instead of just the tourist sites. And that was a lot of fun. I also got to, my birthday is coming up, and I got the Pink Ranger Legacy Collection helmet that they did pre-orders yes. for. It hasn't gotten here. I don't think it'll be here until actually when I looked at the shipping, it said, July 17th or 18th, which mm-hmm. my birthday is the 18th. So I was like, oh, how fitting.
Yes, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. And then I also was able to get my hands on a pair of the Blue Ranger Reeboks shoes that they came out with. Mm. They did a whole line of each Ranger has a different style of shoe, and it's based off of their Zords specifically. Uh-huh. All of those shoes are supposed to be their Zords. Little miffed that the Pink Ranger ones are only available in girl sizes.
Not cool.
And it only goes up to a size 8 in women's, which I wear a 12 in women's. Otherwise, I would have said I don't care and I would have mm-hmm. gotten them. But the Blue Ranger ones are the ones that I got. And the Yellow Ranger ones are fire. They are so cool looking.
Yes.
Once finances and bills and everything is paid, and once I see if I get any birthday money and they're still available, I might also get a pair of the yellow ones mm-hmm. just because they look so cool. But other than that, my week has been just the beach and taking it easy on vacation. So my week's been chill.
And that's been fun because you're a nerd for the beach.
I am.
And water.
Oh, if one thing people know about me is how much I love water and mermaids and swimming and pretending I'm a mermaid. And yeah. I loved it. I can't wait to go back. We might go back in October. We were invited to like a Halloween cruise thing, so we'll see how it goes.
Yay.
Thomas, what about you? What'd you do this week?
Well, track season ended, and speaking of seafood, I got my annual seafood tradition of eating fried seafood from a truck at the state meet. That is always a highlight for me, but it's like a truck. The same truck's always there. They're called Off the Hook. They're on Instagram, but... fried seafood.
What'd you get?
white fish and shrimp.
I don't like fish, but I like shrimp.
I don't like seafood.
You don't like seafood, period? Not even like crab or lobster, nothing? Nope. Oh, you'd be a cheap date then. You don't have to worry about him ordering lobster.
Nope. I've tried it with
seafood. I mean, I don't like fish and I don't like mushrooms, so I don't begrudge people who have things they don't like because...
Yeah. Well, see, I've tried everything I don't like either, so I know I don't like it because I tried it, and every time someone gets something new, I will try it. Like, the last seafood type thing I tried was calamari, and honestly, like, if I had to be stuck eating one, it would be calamari.
Calamari's good, but mm-hmm. I feel like octopi are too... They're too smart.
They're too smart. But they do taste like chewy onion rings.
I like clams a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bivalves are actually pretty good for the environment.
Aren't clams really slimy?
I like them fried.
Okay.
Definitely not health food. I like, have you ever had conch fritters?
Like from a conch shell?
Yeah.
No, that sounds so sad.
That is sad, but I would try it.
They're really good, just super chewy.
I'm not adventurous when it comes to my foods. I won't even eat like rabbit or deer.
Pretty adventurous when it comes to seafood. I love food from the sea. Watched some Teen Titans.
Teen Titans Go?
No, just the animated Teen Titans. And I had forgotten how dark some of those storylines had gotten.
Especially that first season.
I didn't realize how dark it got, how fast. It wasn't like, I feel like a lot of shows now, they have like their first season that's like for little kids, and then it gets like darker undertones. Like, this was just kind of dark from the get-go. I guess because maybe it was just like a light show in between anyway, but... Mm-hmm. The arc where Robin has to work for Slade because Slade infected all of his friends with nanobots mm-hmm. and will kill them in front of him if he doesn't do Slade's bidding. I had forgotten about that one. So that was wild. And the way Robin wins is he infects himself with the nanobots and is just like, Slade, I know you hate to lose. And Slade's just like, yep.
I like the Red X ones too.
Mm-hmm. Red X is good.
I love that. That's probably like the most DC I'm into. But need to start watching Loki.
We watched the first two episodes. Actually, we're probably going to catch up on the other two tonight. It was good. I don't know much about the Marvel world. I especially don't know much about the Thor and mm-hmm. Loki stuff. I haven't watched all of the stuff, but I did jump in with WandaVision. So I've kind of just been piecing together. And thankfully, my family know a lot about it, so they're able to be like, oh, this is a reference to blah 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 blah. It's good. I would encourage you guys to watch it so that way I have somebody to talk to.
Sounds good. And then been watching Bad Batch, which I'm going to invite myself over to Reggie and Corey's house, and we're gonna have a marathon.
I think we're like two episodes away from the last season.
Awesome. The last season is so good. I would watch it again.
We're probably gonna I'm on vacation until for a good number of days still, so we might spend one of those days just cuddled up in bed watching TV.
Do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bad Batch is getting really good. We'll talk about that more at a later date when I can talk about it with Reggie. And then, as Shane said, we went to Dragon's Den, a local, shop?
It's not really a comic shop. It's like
they didn't have comics. They had a section selling stuff people had painted and built on their own. Lots of D&D models, lots of board games, cards. They have some cool tables set up. There were just people in there playing tabletop games. So we'll have to go back with Reggie. He wasn't able to go because he had to leave for vacation.
I had to pack, and I got stuck at CVS waiting for I was at CVS for 45 minutes sitting in line waiting for medication.
I got some minis for a campaign that we'll hopefully be able to start eventually, but taking some fun pictures of those on our Instagram. Other than that, as always, been playing Pokemon. Oh, and last thing, restarted Metroid, Super Metroid, because of the new one coming out.
That's exciting.
And already forgot how to play that one, so gonna have to figure out all of the.
You'll be fine. Again. It's easy.
Yeah, that was my week.
Awesome. Well,
that
sounds good.
So, shall we get into the horror?
Oh yes, tell us about it.
Well, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of horror until probably like high school. I guess I kind of see horror movies as like my coming of age because I was not into them in middle school. So I really started watching them like freshman year. And that's where a lot of mine go back to. Mm-hmm. Except number five, this one goes back to college. Paranormal Activity. Saw it in the theaters with some of my best college friends. And just that, the memory of seeing that one, but plus, I feel like, you know, you had the found footage with Blair Witch, and I hadn't seen that, but I feel like after Blair Witch, there weren't many found footage. And
yeah, there weren't.
They're probably, or at least the ones that were bad.
There were no mainstream ones.
So, like, Paranormal Activity was, like, the revival of that genre, and I saw the first two in theaters, and it was just such a different atmosphere seeing it in the theaters. I haven't liked them as much watching them at home, but
just not as scary
when they're not right up in front of you and you have a bunch of other people building the tension with you. And I saw it with a pretty rowdy crowd, which got frustrating, but was also kind of fun. You know, you'd see like the wind blow the sheet and everyone in the theater would scream like they were being murdered. But yeah, that's my number five. Y'all into that franchise at all?
I mean, I've seen it, but they're not like my favorites in the world.
I really like it, but within that franchise, I like certain of the entries better than others. Like number two, there was absolutely nothing scary to me about that.
Yeah.
In fact, I really hold a grudge against number two.
Really? I liked it okay, and I liked how they progressed it from just being like a camera, one camera, to like a security system. I thought that was pretty creative. And then, of course, I think in number three, they kind of moved to like the webcam theme.
Yeah, so didn't they use an Xbox in one of them?
Oh, they did a Kinect. They did a Kinect in one, and it like showed through the Kinect, and you could see like the dots that it used to map, and you could just see like an invisible figure walking through the dots.
Mm-mm. And the fan. Remember the blanket with the fan?
Yeah.
Or like, no, it was an oscillating camera. I think they put it on a fan, and at one point it's going over, and you see like what you think from little kids under the blanket, and then as it goes away, the blanket just falls, and there's nothing under it.
Yeah, those.
See, one and three are good. Two was no. Two like it messed up their dishes.
Yeah,
I'd be furious.
They all left me shook. I feel like it got into weird territory with explaining why they were afflicted by the demon, but. Still pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And good memories with college friends. Number four, It Follows.
Another good one.
Yeah, my next four could all be number one, basically. But I love It Follows. It was part of kind of like a horror renaissance around the same time as the Babadook came out. the Babadook. But yeah, I love that movie. It Follows, really, really simplistic. Premise and minimalist, while still being absolutely terrifying, uses a lot of elements that you don't really understand at the time. Like you never know what time period it really is. You never really know what season it is. There's quite a few other things, and it was deliberate stuff to like make you feel unsettled and build dread throughout the movie. So just really, really like that movie. It's definitely like an October movie that I will watch every year from now on.
Nice.
I like it a lot too, but I call it the STD ghost.
It
was the STD ghost.
Number three on my list, The Shining.
The Shining.
The Shining. Actually, The Shining was why I like The Shining so much. I loved the Simpsons episode with The Shining. And I remember being really excited and like finally getting it for Christmas one year. Cause I wanted to, I had seen the Simpsons episode and wanted to actually watch The Shining. And my parents got it for me for Christmas. And I love the book, and it's not very faithful to the book. But I also really like just The Shining as a movie, standalone movie.
The movie is good.
Just great movie. Stanley Kubrick was kind of a monster. I feel like all the visionaries from that time were like just kind of monsters. Really did some questionable stuff, but then also like Danny, the kid, didn't know he was in a horror movie the entire time. And that was like a deliberate choice by Stanley Kubrick.
Huh.
So he didn't know he was in a horror movie, but he was like, okay, I need you to run down the hallway like you're really scared. But yeah, y'all like The Shining much?
I do. I also really liked the like early 2000s sci-fi remake that they did.
I need to see that. I've wanted to see that.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Or is it Shelley Henny?
That one is, I hear it's good, but it's kind of afflicted and dated by the CG at the time. The main thing that like I was really bummed about that they didn't have and they haven't done and why I'd be fine with them remaking The Shining is they didn't have the hedge animals.
Yeah.
And the hedge animals were terrifying in the book.
I guess it wasn't early 2000s. It was 97.
Wait, is that the Jack Nicholson one then?
No. It's the one with Steven Weber and Rebecca De Mornay or however you say it.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen that one. I think I've only seen the Jack Nicholson. That's a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the original one was
Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jack Nicholson. Have y'all,
yeah, that's the original one.
Have y'all seen the Dr. Sleep?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I've heard of really good things about it. I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
I liked the movie a lot. I love Ewan McGregor, obviously, from Star Wars. But they did a lot of... It sounds like they weren't... They kind of had to split between the book universe and the cinematic universe, and it sounds like they kind of balanced fan service and the differences quite well. Definitely liked it a lot. Number two, Event Horizon.
I figured that was going to be
I knew that would be on your list.
I love this movie. I love the Alien movies. I like this type of sci-fi.
It was scary.
Really messed up when it was released by, you know, production company drama, budget stuff, all that fun stuff. And then it kind of developed a cult following. Mm-hmm. And what stinks about that is since they like thought it was going to be a flop, they really didn't do much in the way of like a special edition. Mm-hmm. And there was a director's cut that literally just got thrown away. And I think I've talked about it on here before, but they found like some reels of it in a salt mine, but they're so degraded they don't think they can do anything with it. So this is really frustrating because it's like a movie that so many people love and we can't even see like the original version of it.
Why in a salt mine? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know.
When I write a story I don't like, I find the nearest salt mine and toss it in there.
So it's a thing.
No,
it's a production company policy. If they feel like something's going to be a failure, they're just like, throw it in the salt mine, put it to work. But yeah, just love that movie. Love Lawrence Fishburne. What do y'all think?
Oh, I like that movie a lot. It was Sam Neill.
That's what I was trying to get his name. Lucius Malfoy is in it.
Mm-hmm. Jason something. Jason. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what his name is.
But yeah, it does. It does a really good job of just building a sense of dread. I like it's got a very unique way of having a villain.
Almost looked like it could fit in the Hellraiser world.
Oh, yeah. I really like the whole idea of just. The way, I mean, basically the ship ends up being the bad guy. And I like the whole space disaster angle as well. Cause it was, you know, the whole thing was like, it was the Titanic of that time and space, but then all of a sudden it just reappears again. And so they have to figure out why. And it turns out that I guess the ship is Satan.
The ship was possessed by Satan.
Spoilers. But yeah, just love that movie. And then number one, can y'all guess? Mm-mm. Session 9.
Oh.
Shot.
and this is really actually the movie that got me to enjoy horror movies because it was a horror movie that was like purely psychological and not based on jump scares. There was like one jump scare in the whole movie and it was really tasteful, not cheap in any way. And just, I love everything this director has done. Brad Anderson, he did The Machinist with Christian Bale. and then did a movie recently that I love called Fractured. Mm-hmm. If you like Session 9 a lot, watch Fractured, because it has, I guess, the director without knowing it, because I was like, this is Session 9. But just the way, I mean, they filmed on location at the abandoned Danvers Mental Institution. So like basically the set is just scary to begin with. And then they do a lot of unsettling things as well. And then it's just got, it seems like a lot of his movies play on grief a lot. And how it kind of can warp us and warp our reality, which I definitely feel a lot. Also, Event Horizon, had a big grief component in there. So can kind of relate to what drove those movies, but this was a really hard week for me to narrow down, because I definitely like a lot. Like I said, The Machinist, Fractured is more of a thriller, but it's horrifying in the end. Yes. So I'm gonna call it horror. Doctor Sleep, The Amityville Horror was like one of the first. The remake was one of the first ones I like watched with friends at my house.
With Ryan Reynolds chopping that wood shirtless.
And oh yeah. And you know, just movie days with your friends in high school.
We had lots of horror movie days.
Those are things I wish I could bring back, even with all the annoying talking. Are y'all talkers while you watch horror movies?
If it's something that everybody has seen already, probably. But if it's like a first time watching a movie, no, I get annoyed when people talk.
Yeah, like I'll give slight commentary, like, oh, don't do that.
Oh yeah, but
you know, like, something like that.
I watched a horror movie with someone one time that just kept being like, oh my god, what is happening? What is happening? Right? I was just like,
what is happening is no one can watch this movie.
Like, well, we missed a bunch of dialogue because he yelled what was happening. But yeah, and then the It remakes. Super, super good.
Oh, yes.
Really hope that's a budding, or you know, the shape of things to come with the Stephen King universe, because those movies were really well done. And then Sinister. Have y'all seen that one with Ethan Hawke?
Yep. Not yet.
Oh, scary.
That one was hard not to put on my list, and especially with Ethan Hawke's dad sweaters. he has a dad cardigan.
He does.
But yeah, that's my list.
It's a good list.
Awesome.
So what do we got next
for it's the people, me.
For the fan yes. legion?
My list was a little bit hard to do as well, because I have been watching scary movies for as long as I can remember. So some of mine, as we go along, like more movies pop into my head. I was trying to really just think about movies. I am going to have quite a few honorable mentions, but I'll just say them. I won't go into detail. But first on my list at number 5 is Freddy vs. Jason. I know it's not the greatest movie in the world.
Why won't you die?
However, Kelly Rowland was in it, so boom. How about that? But
was she texting on spreadsheet still?
Not on Excel, not this time. But when I was a kid, I remember watching Entertainment Tonight, mm-hmm. Entertainment Weekly, whatever show that E.T. was. And they were talking about how writers were in the works to make a Freddy versus Jason movie. So that is something that I have been excited about and waiting for since I was a very small kid. Finally came out when I was in high school. So I literally went and saw it in theater 7 mm-hmm. times in my theater in my hometown. I loved that movie. So I had to put that on here. Next on my list is Cabin in the Woods. I know I've mentioned that one before.
Cabin in the Woods.
I really love that movie. I thought it was just such a cool concept mm-hmm. of like why horror movies happen and how they happen.
Yeah.
And like it was just such a cool concept. I also really like the actors in it. Chris mm-hmm. Hemsworth was in it. Joss Whedon has a lot of the time picks actors and actresses that he likes and uses them. Amy Acker is in it. She was from Angel. I really like her. It was just a really, really fun, campy horror movie that I just really
it's
liked
so
it.
Good.
Yeah. Next on my list, I feel, I don't know. I said Ready or Not, but I don't think it's actually a horror movie. I think more of anything, it's just like an adventure thriller. So I'm going to actually change that and say the Grudge movies.
Okay.
Grudge.
Mostly because Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it, and everybody knows I love me some Buffy and Sarah Michelle Gellar. But I also just really, really liked that movie. That was part of the movies that came out when I was in high school, like The Ring, those Japanese-based horror mm-hmm. movies. Which The Grudge is what I saw before The Ring, and so I really got into that genre of watching the original ones, Juno, you know, stuff like that before watching the new ones. So Ready or Not counts as a horror movie, then I say that one. If it doesn't, then The Grudge series.
Okay.
Okay.
I never saw The Grudge, but I always made the noise from it to bother people.
Sometimes, honestly, when I was younger, I got The Grudge and The Ring confused.
Ringu! scary yeah. as heck.
The Ring traumatized my brother. I went a very long time without seeing it because of how it affected him.
How upset he got from it. Yeah. It was a scary movie. Those were all scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Number two and number one on my list were really, really hard to distinguish behind. So I'm just going to say Trick or Treat. You guys ever seen that movie?
I have. It's so good.
It's like I love me an anthology movie, mm-hmm. and an anthology movie that's all happening at the same time and the stories are interconnected, but you don't know it until the end.
Yes.
Are especially my favorite.
That
times.
Sounds wild.
We own it. It's one of the movies that we will always, always watch in October, and not just once. Like, we watch it like three or four times.
Can I come over?
Yeah, it has you know, some actual actors in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously all actors are in it, but some actual names like Anna Paquin is in it.
Yes.
It's like four or five stories that take place mm-hmm. in one town on Halloween. All at the same time, but they're not necessarily in order. I'll mm-hmm. just say that much. It's one of those movies that once you watch it and you realize what's going on, you have to watch it a second, maybe even a third time, and you're like, holy crap, that was happening in the background the whole time.
Yeah.
Just such, so good. And then I had to, I know somebody else will have this on their list, but I had to put the Scream franchise, not just the movies, but the TV show as mm-hmm. well. Gosh, that, you want to talk about movies that like defined a generation of people. That, I remember when Scream first came out, I remember going to Blockbuster and renting it like as soon as it was available to be rented. Drew Barrymore with that popcorn, I will never forget it, that first one. Sarah Michelle Gellar was in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Just really cool concept.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
He's in the first one.
Matthew Lillard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The third one was a little loosey-goosey on the premise with exactly how they like mm-hmm. gave Sydney a brother and all of that stuff. And then the fourth one gets a lot of hate. I really liked
it. I liked it.
I thought it was fantastic for like bringing it to a new generation mm-hmm. while still holding true to the original. I thought it was clever as heck.
Nice.
I really loved it. Also, I really like Hayden Panettiere and I like Emma Roberts too. So they were both in that. And then of course Courtney Cox and mm-hmm. everybody came back. And now I know that Scream 5 is actively being filmed in our town. I'm not our town. In our state.
You're asking me like what?
What? Wait, excuse me. We gotta go.
Where?
Actively being filmed in our state. So when I might go on a road trip during this vacation and be like, hello, I know you already have leading actors, but I have arrived.
I just thought about Ghostface and Dead by Daylight.
Ugh, don't even get me started. So that was my series, but my honorable mentions. Have you guys ever seen Feast?
No.
It's like aliens, but monsters, and it takes place in this Texas town, and it's
of course
horrifically horrific and campy and over the top. And there's some scenes that like really traumatized me with what happens in it, and I won't go into detail, but we should watch that series, Feast. I know that this is going to sound weird, but Jason X is definitely that one. Also, almost made my list. That's one of those movies that came out when I was in high mm-hmm. school, and it was just such an I love like any kind of in space, Leprechaun in space, Jason in space, whatever. It was just such a cool concept. Halloween Resurrection, the one with Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks. that one has a special place in my heart because of myself being adopted and like seeing those in theaters with my mom on the beach trip and stuff like that. So, but I'll leave it there. I could literally go on about horror movies forever and ever and ever. but yeah, that's my sweet little list.
Nice. Yay.
Yeah.
Have either of y'all seen the Scary Stories
to Tell in the Dark?
To Tell in the Dark movie?
It was good.
Yes,
it's
good.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Real good. To be PG-13, it was real good.
Yes.
I need to check it out.
You guys going
to
watch The Fear Street on Netflix?
Oh, yes.
Is it out yet?
No. Okay. It comes out later this month.
They're doing like a three-part Fear Street movie, mm-hmm. but they're going to be like different time periods.
Uh-huh.
I'm super excited. Looks actually scary.
Yes. I'm excited.
Well, all right. Shane, what do you have for us?
So I have trivia, but it's emojis that are horror movies.
Okay.
And I can either just show them to you, or I can say them aloud and see if you get it. Whatever you guys would like to do.
Why don't you say them aloud? And okay. If we can't get it, show it to us.
So the first one I think is really easy. Ready? Mm-hmm. Clown.
It.
Yes.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I mean, that's what I...
All right. Next one. Girl with Pigtails. Church.
Frankenstein?
Nope.
Okay.
Vomit emoji. Bed. Ghost.
The Exorcist.
Yes. Number three. Popcorn. Telephone. Knife.
Scream.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
All right. Mother and Child. Child is a boy.
Jason. Cityscape. No.
The Omen.
Nope. Present. Other Little Boy. Knife.
Present. Other Little Boy. Knife.
Chucky.
Chucky, yeah, Child's Play.
Yeah. Mom and Boy, which the mom in the original Chucky is the mom that was in Seventh Heaven.
I thought it was going to be Devil's Advocate or something.
All right. Next one. Interracial relationship.
Get out.
Yes.
Sounded like both of us simultaneously. It did. So really, I think we both should get a point.
I think Reggie has 4, I have 3.
All right, next one. Girl, crown, pig,
Shrek,
Carrie. Bucket,
Carrie.
Girl, crown, pig.
Shrek is in a horror movie. All right. House, woman with short hair, knife, jack-o'-lantern, man.
Halloween.
Yes.
Reggie didn't have work today. He was on vacation.
Oh, don't even get that.
Okay, ready? Sleeping. Knife.
Freddy.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Right. Antagonist.
All right, the next one's really recent. See if you get it. Girl. Cupcake. Baby. Knife. Date. And the date says July 17th. I don't know if that's relevant or not, because I haven't seen it.
Happy Death Day?
Happy Death Day, yeah. That's what I was...
It looked really stupid when it first came out, so I didn't see it, but now I kind of
Dude, no. It's really good. And the second one is also really good.
There's
like
two?
Way better than I was expecting, because I also was like, oh my god, this is the stupidest thing, and I can't believe that they made a sequel. Like, and then we watched them both back to back, and we were like, oh, I hope there's a third.
But it didn't look as stupid as that Truth or Dare movie.
With
Stupid Dave Smiles. Franco.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I got 3 more.
Okay.
Girl, hand, TV, frowny face.
The ring.
Yeah, no.
The,
Ghost.
Is it The Grudge?
Nope.
Can you read it again?
Girl, hand, TV.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Yes.
That was tough. You can have that one, Tom. I guess 3 times.
All right, here's another recent one. Girl, laptop, shadow person. Question mark, ghost.
Is it that laptop. One about social media and the dangers
unfriended
of it?
Unfriended or something like that. Is that what it's called?
It's called Unfriended. And finally, ending on an easy one. Family, it's a mother, a father, and a child. Hotel, snow.
The Shining.
Yes.
Riding me because he called it The Shining.
Fine, The Shining.
In the book, it was
that's
a rope
the emoji
mount.
Horror movie trivia.
I love horror movies.
I liked it. Very refreshing.
Did I win?
Yes. By a lot.
Oh.
So, Shane, want to give us your list?
Bring us
home, buddy.
Did
your dog get your homework?
Yes. Well, I was going to pretend to be like Jason X in space, but Reggie likes it.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. No, literally. When I first did this movie, my list was like, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, Jason X, which also I would love to say I love the Leprechaun movies. I have the five-disc box set of all of them.
I mean, that's why horror is fun, because there's serious and then there's camp.
I love a lot of cheesy horror movies, too, so I really shouldn't be throwing stones.
It's especially camp, it's for fun.
No, but Leprechaun in the Hood and Leprechaun Back to the Hood are underrated and really great movies.
I'll have to check them out.
But Leprechaun anyway, in space, not so good.
It worked for Jason, but not the Leprechauns.
No.
All right, so at the top of my list, I too love anthology movies, even if they don't connect. And I'm also a huge, huge fan. Like, this could have been all found footage movies, but it is not. But VHS. I particularly am really fond of the first and second one. I did not like the third one because even though it's called VHS, the third one was, like, a stupid YouTube channel, and I just can't with that. But the first and second one were actually legit kind of scary little stories, and I loved it. I love the premise of the movies. It's great.
Was it about the dangers of not rewinding?
It was, actually. Yes. Everyone who didn't rewind was moined.
But no, it's good. It has got a story that it ties in, but it's... I don't know what to say about it. Just watch it. It's on Netflix. It's one of those hidden gems I found on Netflix because it's not very well known, and it should be.
What? This movie sounds nuts.
It is nuts. It is. There's a second one as well.
So, parental advisory, there's a lot of boobs and a lot of guy butt in the movie, so...
But no frontage, because that would be too much.
But guy butts all day long.
I mean, I'll take guy butts where I get them.
Next up on my list, I've mentioned this movie before, and it really truly is one of my favorite. It's also kind of sort of film footage, but Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Interesting.
That is the one I mentioned before, where this camera crew goes to document how this killer gets ready, and in their world, Nightmare on Elm Street happened, Michael Myers exists.
What?
And so she follows him around as he prepares for his night of killing, and he, you know, they go with him, and he shows them his final girl, and he knows they're going to go out to this, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not excluded, but this cabin in the woods, essentially.
Interesting. And is it a comedy or is it like a horror movie?
It's horror, but it definitely has comedic elements because when they meet his, I don't want to say idol, but his mentor, who is played by Herschel from The Walking Dead, and I did not realize that until recently, his mentor married his final girl. And they have this little moment, it's kind of funny but really creepy, where he's like, but in the end I got her. She's like, yeah, you got me, I guess you did.
And it's got Zelda Rubinstein in it.
Yeah.
Zelda Rubinstein. This house is clean.
Has been cleaned.
didn't what the Famicom do a whole episode about her?
Maybe. Oh, I haven't got to it yet if they have. But it's another underrated movie that a lot of people should see. It's just so good. And then I won't spoil, because I last mentioned it in the Final Girl episode, I won't spoil who the Final Girl is. I have it on DVD if either you guys want to borrow it. But, I mean, there are comedic moments too, like, when he trains, he gets buried alive as part of his training, and he has very little air, and the reason why he does this is because he says he has to make himself look like he wasted no time chasing the people. He's just got to appear and be threatening. So there's comedic elements, but it's good.
So it's like a Best in Show?
It's really the same vein as Cabin in the Woods, okay. I feel like. Next on my list, we already mentioned it, the Scream series. Like Reggie, I love the movies, love the TV show. I will watch all of them that come out. You know, if we can have a million Fast and the Furious, we can have a million Screams. And maybe one day I'll get to be in one. I could play Sydney's nephew, who becomes the next survivor.
Or I could play Sydney's nephew that becomes the next survivor. Back up.
We all gonna be cousins.
Where we're actually the killers, though.
Okay, fine. I'll play Courtney Cox's character's relative, because I do like Courtney Cox's character in that movie.
And again, I'll be Dewey's relative.
There you go.
And I will be the guy getting coffee for everyone. while yelling angrily on my phone.
Oh, yes. But yeah, I love Screams, and like you said, kind of, you know, it was the slasher movie of our generation.
Yeah, a lot of people dressed up as Ghostface for Halloween.
A long
time.
I even did that event one year.
I actually didn't. I went until like after college without seeing Scream.
Oh, it's good. It's fun. It's really fun. And I do love the scary movie parodies of it.
So oh, and it definitely great. Threw you for a loop the first time you see it.
Yeah, so Scream is good. The TV show was really good, too. I was hooked on that TV show.
The show was really good.
Next on my list is probably my most corny one that I will get some flack about, but I love the Children of the Corn series.
They're good.
They are. My favorites are, of course, the first one, including the 2009 remake that actually stuck to Stephen King's short story. And I am really fond of the seventh one as well.
I'll have to check out the recent one. Have you seen In the Tall Grass?
Yes. It gave me some Children of the Corn vibes a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That one was wild. I need to actually see Children of the Corn. But you said the remake is a lot more faithful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The one that the Sci-Fi Channel did?
Yes. Yeah, Sci-Fi's adaptation actually is faithful to the story.
I've seen that one. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love me some Children of the Corn. I don't know what it is about it, but it gets me every time. And finally, my number one on my list. It's a classic. In my opinion, started it all. At least with zombies, but Night of the Living Dead. And I am talking about the 1960s version of it. I love it. It's one of my favorite horror movies.
That dumb lady just stands in her basement while her kid slowly walks yes. to her while she's just like, no! No!
Checks time. She's still not there yet. But no, it was good because, the zombies moved slow. And that's one thing I don't like about new zombie movies. It's like, I refuse to believe that the living dead, all of a sudden, it's in better shape than every other living person.
Yeah, I mean, like, Zombieland zombies.
Zombieland zombies, World War Z zombies, which, I mean, they're building stuff, so.
The 28 franchise, 28 days, weeks, months, years.
Yeah, I have a hard time with zombies anatomically a lot. It's true. Like, you just had, like, a nerve severed in your leg and you're still running normally because your brain hasn't been taken out.
Exactly, yeah. Zombies can be problematic like that, but I still like the idea of them always kind of scared me, which is why I had to make it my number one choice.
Nice.
I will suspend my disbelief for zombies. Oh,
absolutely, but maybe not so much the World War Z ones.
Yeah. Like, have you read scary. The book?
I have not.
Read the book.
Yeah.
Don't just disregard the movie altogether and just read the book. The book is amazing. It's so good. It's like a journalist traveling around getting stories from mm-hmm. the zombie war's over, and so it's stories from people. I mean, there's stories about how they used the dogs and what they did. Yes. There's stories about a person who was like let out of the back of a building at 5 years old because mm-hmm. that building was being overrun and was just told to run, and like them years and years later, and like. It's just it's really cool. Really mm-hmm. cool.
My honorable mention movies, I have a few we won't go into detail, but I love Blair Witch. It came very close to being in my top five.
The second one was fun.
No.
Not really.
Book of Spells? Yeah. Or no, that one doesn't count, Reggie.
Fine.
The 2016 Blair Witch can count, but the first one's way better. I also listed Paranormal Activity on my honorable mention, specifically the first one, because I thought it was really creepy. I also wanted to mention Final Destinations, because I can't drive behind a lock truck ever.
I like the third one a lot, too, with the roller coaster.
Yeah,
that one's good. It gives me anxiety in drive-thrus, because that guy getting the engine block to the back of his head.
Those movies, so many times in my life now, I'm just like, please do not let me get Final Destination.
I'm going to have no control about it.
Exactly, but I could still beg for it not to happen
to
me.
Well, you could try to bypass it and let it go to the next person.
Yes, there we go. That works. Anything found footage, because I love found footage movies. And finally, another underrated movie that I think gets more flack than love, The Faculty. I love it.
I forgot that movie existed. That movie is so good. Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people in it.
Jensen, Yasmin... whatever her name is, Jean Grey from the original X-Men.
That movie, like when I was in college, I lived in one of the houses. It was called the Football 3. So we were, of course, right up on the football field. And every night before I had to go to bed, anytime I woke up in the middle of the night, I'd have to look out there to make sure people aren't randomly on the football field with tentacles. that image has never left me to this day.
It's a good movie.
But that's my list.
Very nice list. Well, this was a good week. Spooky, scary.
Very yes. fun. Definitely a big horror movie fan. Mm-hmm. I feel like we'll be doing some touch upon horror again. I need to get more into horror video games. Are y'all into those at all?
I am. I love horror games.
I need to find a horror game that doesn't have an insane amount of detail with a bunch of backtracking.
You should check out Evil Within 2. There's not really been backtracking. It's been pretty linear. It is slightly open world, as far as, like, you have a couple things that you can go and do before following the main storyline, but you can just do the main storyline.
Was really disappointed in
Alien Isolation.
But I'm also very excited about Metroid Dread, which is going to play very much like a horror video game. So we'll maybe do some horror again. But anyone y'all want to shout out before we leave?
I will shout out Mason Blevins, his book 34 Degrees. And also, I wanted to, because I don't think I actually thanked him last week when I mentioned that he took one of my stories and had it printed for me, so not officially published, but it's something I want to say thank you. So be sure to check out his book, 34 Degrees, wherever you get books available online.
Well, if you did say it last week, now there's double the gratitude in the world.
Absolutely.
What about you, Reggie? Anything?
I always want to mention our friend Jordy Marie Games. You can find her on Facebook and on, I almost said Twitter. Facebook and Twitch. She does Animal Crossing on Facebook, and then she's been doing a bunch of other games on Twitch, including Sims and the Resident Evil franchise. I think she's on 5 now. Mm-hmm. She's been really busting through them. Also, my friend Jimmy at Willow Mountain Woodwork. You can find him on Facebook or Instagram. He makes custom local furniture. Pretty cool. What about you, Thomas?
Just wanted to give another shout out to Bulbasaurion on Instagram.
Our cool picture.
For our awesome, awesome logo. She does commissions and is officially registered as a business now. So check her out. Very, very cool pencil art. And just mad props to any artist putting themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It's hard. But you know, one thing I've learned during this podcast is how much fun this can be. I know a lot of people want to make careers on it, but you know, just putting your art out there is quite
it
fun.
Is. Yeah. Enjoyable. Absolutely.
And we enjoy doing it. We'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on all of our social medias, Total Nerdlist,
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
TotalNerdlist@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to get some topic ideas.
What's your list? Let us know.
What's your list? But thank you so much for listening, especially if you're listening all the way to this point.
Yeah, thanks to our listeners. We love you.
Yes.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.